This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It's the Hoffman Show on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And we're starting with a bang today. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show, right off the top, Commanders wide receiver Diami Brown, fresh off a touchdown on Sunday, on pace for career highs all over the place this season. Diami, appreciate your time on a busy day, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm good, and I appreciate you for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Obviously, it's a big week. There's all this hype from people like me and people that are doing shows like I do, and all the fans are really excited. Dan talked about yesterday, DQ, your head coach, of course, talked about how you guys are just process-oriented and trying to keep the focus in the building. Has it felt like that around the building, or knowing the quality of opponent this week, is there just, 5% or whatever it is, more juice?
Oh, man, for us, we always want to stay focused on the task that's at hand. We don't want to make anything too big of what's going on, so we don't want to hype ourselves up, to psych us out of anything. We just want to stay focused and stay on that grind.
For sure, for sure. And I know it's always hard to be reflective in the middle of stuff, but I know you've put in a ton of work the past bunch of off-seasons, something that you chronicled on YouTube. I did kind of chuckle. You did a bunch of episodes in certain off-seasons. This season, you're just like, here's everything I did. I'm putting in an hour, one video, bang. As a content creator, lots of respect for that, Diami, first of all. Second of all, to see the work pay off in a different way. Because what's it been like for you to be more involved as a pass catcher? You've been a great blocker. You've done all this other stuff, great on special teams. But for that offensive part of your game to come through as a wide receiver, what's that meant to you so far this season?
Oh, man, it means a lot, just to be able to do the things that I do in order for us, to help us contribute to that win. I think a lot of times, things can get kind of frustrating or anything, but at the end of the day, I know the work that I put in, and then I know what I can do as far as well as the game goes as well. So for me, I just want to go out there and help the team do the best that we can do.
For a wide receiver who's asked to do a lot of dirty work, I don't have a better way to ask it other than how much easier is it when also you see the ball a little bit more to just stay engaged in the game? If you're playing pickup basketball and you're just like, hey, can I shoot it every once in a while? Like, if you ask me to set screens, you can do all that kind of stuff. Not that you're not a great team guy, just like, does it make going to work a little bit more fun?
Oh, yeah, it definitely makes it fun. And, I want everybody to do good. At the end of the day, for me, just to get those few touches, just to show what I can do, it means a lot for me, just to build a confidence thing as well. But I think at the end of the day, I think a lot of us can do good in this offense and with this team. So I think at the end of the day, all we have to do is stay where we continue to do what we do, and we turn out victorious.
Diami Brown with us here on the Hoffman Show. I know DQ has talked about OZ as a guy in your room who is just an incredible cheerleader for everybody else. Obviously, he's been he's one of those guys who's helping you on the field as well. What's it been like to have Olamide specifically in the room and that veteran presence that he's brought and kind of the energy he brings to the offense and specifically the wide receiver room?
Oh, man, I love OZ, and he brings a lot of energy. It's like, man, he's almost like a bad little kid out there. Jump off the tree if he want to. but that's the energy that we need, because at the end of the day, any help that anybody can use, and as far as his game and the things that he can do, can come out the backfield or play a wide out, anything, any small little detail things that all of us can add to our game can help, and it's very beneficial.
I was going to ask, is there a good example that you can give us, Diami, a story about how one of the other receivers in the room, or maybe a guy like Zach out of the tight end room, has helped you? Because you all have some overlapping skill sets, but you all have like kind of one thing that's a little bit different from everybody else, whether it's Luke, OZ, Terry, Noah, on down the list. Is there something that you've pulled from someone else's game that you could share with us?
Oh, man, I think with OZ, the run after catch is something that I definitely learned from him. It's kind of weird when like those little slot guys, they know how to move a little bit. I want to move like that too. But things like that. Then with Terry, like the professionalism that he has, it means a lot, and it's it's kind of good for me as well, too, because you want to attack the day like that. You know, at the end of the day, and it's different ways to get better. And you can learn from each and every guy that's in that room.
So I actually was very curious to ask you about this once we knew you were coming on. And I heard something that Dan said yesterday, which he said, you guys are working on breaking tackles, which to me is such, it feels like something from the outside. It's like either got it or you don't. Like some guys are really good at it. They know how to move. Right. They know how to shake. How do you, if you can share with us, like how do you learn at the NFL level how to break tackles? I know that's such a simple question, but it's something that I never really thought about you guys drilling. It's just kind of like, hey, you drill the routes, you drill all this. How do you work on breaking tackles at the NFL level?
Man, I just think I want to say you're actually learning how to break a tackle. I just think you go through a different process of, you know, learning how to break tackles. I think it's just when you see a defense pursue, it's like, okay, what can I do to make a guy miss? Can I use a stiff arm? Can I juke? Can I just stick or something like that? Things like that, because you're not just going to be able to, okay, boom, I'm going to just break this tackle right here. Nah, you have to go through that process, and you really have to do it every day, and it has to like be like a mental thing, like a repetition thing.
So it's much more of like sharpening the skills every single day that you already have versus like, we're going to teach you how to do whatever. And it's part like the pursuit angles and things like that. So it's kind of making something that feels very natural, technical in a way.
Right, right. Because then it all just depends on what you have in your bag. You know, a lot of guys, I'm about to juke, or some guys like to run over. Some guys don't run people over, so they like to juke. It's different ways to break a tackle in this league.
And if you're a white tight end, you're morally obligated to try to leap over somebody once a year. Is that like yank
one,
off
one
and,
leap,
and
one
Zach?
Leap and,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, one leap in a truck. That's it.
that's the entire white tight end toolkit. De'Ami Brown's with us here on the Hoffman Show. And for you, you have been really effective this year on some of the screens as a screen runner. Is that something that you've always felt that you are good at? Because it's something we haven't seen a ton from you. Or is that something that in this offense that you've learned how to do it and then they realize like, oh, this guy's good at this and they're giving you a few more of those opportunities?
Man, I've ran a screen in a long time. This year might have been like the first year I done had a couple of screens. But for me, it was just, you know, just do what I can do with this opportunity that's given. And it wasn't learning how to run a screen. I don't care how I get this ball. If it has to be a screen, I'm going to try to make something happen with it.
No, I hear you, man. And then, of course, I'd be remiss if I did not ask you about your quarterback. Any wide receiver, we're always going to ask about the quarterback when he's the number two pick in the draft and playing as well as he is. You know the questions are coming. But it seems like everyone's pretty excited to talk about Jaden. When in the offseason did you know? Because, like, obviously people know you were at Carolina with Sam. Like, you've had good relationships with him and with some of the other quarterbacks here. So this is not meant to disparage any of those guys at all. But when in the offseason did you be like, this cat's different? There's something about him that I have not seen before since I've been in Washington.
Man, the first couple of days of practice, and you saw his aura early on, you know, and his poise and his confidence early on, and things like that, you know, it kind of like as a rookie, you don't really see it from any quarterbacks just because of the learning aspect. They're trying to learn and make sure that, you know, they can get everything down or they don't want to make any mistakes. But for him, he just came out relaxed, and he just was being him. And the first couple of days, I just knew it. And I had said it from the beginning, like, man, we're going to be a good team with this guy.
And so far, so good. 4-1. Last minute here with De'Ami Brown on the Hoffman Show. Cliff, we've obviously heard a lot about him and his coaching style and the walkthroughs and all that kind of stuff. I'm curious how different it's been for you with Bobby this year, because he was here last year. Your receiver coach, Bobby Engram, for the audience who may not know who I'm talking about. What's been different for Bobby this year under Cliff compared to being under Bobby in a different system and a different organization last year?
I say Bobby as a person, he really been the same. You know, he's always been, you know, honest with us and everything. He's been helping us develop. So he'll, you know, put us through things that we would need, like for the game plan and stuff like that. But I think this year, the biggest difference is just having that time to connect with us a little bit more, you know, as far as like how meetings and stuff was going. Like last year we walked through, but we didn't have too many walkthroughs and stuff like that. And then we didn't have too much meeting time separate. So I think that would be the biggest difference, just him connecting with us and being able to talk and, you know, really learn from him, you know, since he's been in the game, you know, he's been in this league for a long time. So just him being able to, you know, connect with us a little bit more, I think that'll be the biggest difference.
For sure. And speaking of meetings, you got to run to some. Really appreciate the time, Diami, and let's do it again later on in the season. Best of luck this weekend.
All right. Thank you.
That is Diami Brown with us, everybody, here on the Hoffman Show. Wow. He was Anthony. What a start. What a bang. Diami, excellent talker. Welcome back anytime.
Now, Diami, he's super cool. Even when I got on the phone with him, I'm like, yeah, that's going to be a good interview.
Yeah, he's a guy that, like, doesn't mind doing the media stuff, I think, especially now. Like, I was looking at it earlier. I thought about asking him some version of this, of like, Diami, do you realize that you are one long touchdown pass away from a career high in receiving yards?
Dang, he probably didn't know. Maybe he does now.
He's got 94 on the season. His career high is 168.
Oh, wow.
So where's my phone calculator situation?
Trying to do math. 74.
168 minus, no, that's the divided sign. Minus, no, not back, minus, hitting wrong buttons. You're telling me it's 74?
Yes.
Would you look at that? That's a good job, Anthony.
Hey, look, I like numbers, man.
So if he catches a 75-yard touchdown on Sunday, he'd have a career high in receiving yards in six games.
Speaking into existence, man.
Diami Brown's going to have a 75-yard touchdown pass on Sunday. And on that pass, if it's the second play of the game, play action shot, let's fire away. That will be a career high in receiving yards for Diami Brown. I'd also like to talk to the media more if I was having that kind of season.
Yeah.
But it really is like these guys really enjoy going to work. They really enjoy cheering for each other. Like they just want to see each other win because like they have understood the fundamental part of being a part of any team, which is like when we all win, right? It's not just football. That's everything. Like when you win, my teammate wins, I win. How can I help you win? Because then we all win together in a literal sense on a scoreboard, but also like Diami is going to be a free agent after this offseason. You don't think he's going to make more money now based off what he's done this year compared to what he would have done another year under the previous 3 years systems? Of course he's going to make more money. Team wins, everybody wins. It's the old Super Bowl disease that Bill Walsh and Bill Parcells and all those guys used to talk about. Yeah, it's really great to win, but then everybody gets more expensive because everyone's like, oh, I'm great. I'm the reason why we won. Or someone else thinks I'm a reason why we won. So they're going to pay me more. You got to replace them. But then again, like when you have the kind of success that this team is and when you have the environment this team is, if it's close between here and somewhere else, Diami's going to want to come back here. Anyone else is going to want to come back here. And that's a beautiful thing that they built out in Ashburn. All right, when we get back here on the Hoffman Show, it is a Thursday, which means you will hear from both Joe Witt Jr. and Cliff Kingsbury throughout the show. The Commanders coordinators having their media avails in Ashburn a little bit earlier today. Also coming up, our visit with Dan Pizzuta, as usual on a Thursday. DP going to join us at 5 o'clock today for Not My Beat. And he has a new quarterback, number one in his weekly quarterback rankings. Last week, he preached patience. This week, you got to see how high Jaden Daniels wound up in his rankings. Also, our pick 6 at 6. And we got one non-football thing we got to talk about at the end of the show at 6:30. So, locked, loaded, ready to go on a Thursday here on the Team 980.